This is Morning Edition. I'm Doug Tribou. Most of West Michigan and Mid-Michigan are still under a flood warning after last week's heavy rains and warm temperatures that melted snow on the ground. The Grand River has caused problems in the Lansing area and many other communities. And in Grand Rapids, the Grand River was at 20.6 feet as of last night, according to the National Weather Service. That's almost 3 feet above the flood stage, but below the crest it hit in the 2013 flood. Joining me now is Grand Rapids Fire Chief John Lehman, who's coordinating the response. Chief Lehman, welcome to Michigan Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
Chief, how did things go over the weekend, and what's the situation in Grand Rapids right now?
Doug, we're looking good right now. We're down to 20.3 feet, so we're seeing a little bit of recession. Over the weekend, we really did a very good job of coordinating efforts citywide to make sure that we were working our flood protection plan to make sure that we don't see any additional damage to anything.
What kind of effects and damage had you seen to this point?
Relatively minor. We've got some areas where we had maybe about 8 homes that had flooded, but those were very predictable areas that always tend to get water when we see increases in river levels. We also saw a little bit of an issue down on the south end of Market Street as we approached the I-96 ramps where we had water across the roadway. Again, that was very predictable by our flood control plan, and we knew that was going to happen, so we already had pre-staged barricades. And one thing that we weren't sure whether it was going to happen or not was a problem we had on Market Street, and it's a sewer interceptor line that has a structure that's built over the top of it. What we ended up having to do was trap bag that, which are large sandbags, in order to contain some seepage that was coming up through the floor of that building that is coming through the flood wall at some point. So we're going to have to readdress that issue in the near future.
As I mentioned earlier, the river's levels today are a little more than a foot below what they were at the peak in 2013. And during that time, the city narrowly avoided what could have been a catastrophic flood. There have been questions over the years from federal officials about whether Grand Rapids flood walls are high enough and how safe the bridges are. What has changed in Grand Rapids and changed about your plans since 2013?
As a result of the 2013 flood, the city of Grand Rapids took a very aggressive approach towards correcting those issues and spent just under $15 million. That money was spent to not only increase flood walls, to rebuild sections of flood walls, but to add to the top of the flood wall sections to make sure that we could maintain a good clearance above our 100-year flood level. Right now, we're very comfortable with the fact that we can basically sustain a flood event up to approximately 25 feet. And we have a very detailed flood wall plan. It identifies very specific things that are done at certain trigger points of the river, closing valves, making sure that flood control measures on the river itself are in place and that they are being maintained and that they're operating. We worked that plan very heavily. We also did not see the kind of damage we saw in 2013 to any of the downtown businesses. We have not had any reports of any flooding of any of the local businesses. We did go ahead and make contact with them on Friday and made sure that we touched base with every single business. They all were had very good, appropriate plans in place for themselves, and luckily, I don't believe any of them had to utilize those.
Some of the smaller cities and townships in the Grand Rapids area have been hit harder than that this time. Are you in touch with any of the emergency response teams in the neighboring communities? And what have you heard or seen from them?
I've had the opportunity to talk with not only some of my local fire chiefs, but also talk with our emergency manager, Jack Stewart, who is interacting with all those folks on a countywide level. I do know that many of those towns that were both upriver and downriver from us have experienced some significant flooding issues. However, none of them had requested any assistance from us. Nothing got to the extent where they had large-scale evacuations, save some of the residential evacuations that were done house by house. As far as I know, I don't believe that any of them have the kind of flood wall plan that we have in place to be able to protect their community right now.
Fire Chief John Lehman is coordinating the flood response in Grand Rapids. Chief Lehman, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.